Hey, this is Lyle Troxell. I guess this is episode 31 of season 16. We've been doing episode numbers this year to try to figure a better way to record our shows, because it used to be date-based, but now dates seem flexible because we're not broadcasting anymore. I guess this is episode 31 of season 16. It's a bonus episode. It's about 20 minutes long. It's not edited, and it's just raw thoughts I had on Sunday evening, the last day of July, and into the first day of August. And my ramblings of 20 minutes will be very clear to you. Please feel free to skip this episode if you're interested in a normal episode of GeekSpeak. This really is just me and my thoughts about KOSP, the place GeekSpeak was created, and a bit of history in the making. Well, I'm sitting in my electric car near my home in Ben Lomond, California. And a home that I grew up in, actually, that my parents, Peter and Diana, raised me in. And it's 5 minutes to midnight. In 5 minutes, KOSP will go off air. And I actually don't have a radio in my home, only in my car. So I'm powering up my car, so I can listen to the station that my father ran for years, that I grew up at, that I've been running GeekSpeak for 16 years at. Go off air. Stop broadcasting. I kind of can't believe it, but it's been coming for a long time. Give it up so I can see. It's funny, I actually have a pretty good reception. I remember being in my home and my dad and I installing a radio on the roof so we could hear FM, KOSP, FM. Way before internet, of course. And since I moved back to the family home 7 years ago, the antennas come down. It was kind of dangerous. And we listened to it via streaming. I actually even built an iOS app directly for streaming KOSP for my phone. I never deployed the app to the market. But that's how I'd listen. Pull up my smartphone and listen live. A lot of fond memories of KOSP. Has amazing history. 45 years of serving Santa Cruz for music and information. My father was running the station as a manager, and the people that ran Cruzeo decided to stop doing GeekSpeak, and he asked me to fill in for a week, and I kind of fell in love with it. And I remember three months into doing it weekly, he said, "Whoa, you know, geeks are kind of cool." You know, at the time of FM radio, or AM radio, any radio, it was very technical. And then we started to come just accepted as a society that we had this ability to communicate in a region. It's funny, we barely have that ability now. Even though we're the most connected ever on this planet, we don't have geographical connection tools. There are a few isolated cases. The best thing you've got really is kind of a Facebook thing, make your connections and hope it spreads. There's nothing like terrestrial radio. A big antenna spitting out radio. Anybody locally can hear it. It's definitely a perspective that connects you to your community. My parents started a theater company, actually. I was very involved with theater in a little building in Ben Lomond called Park Hall. My kids are now doing theater there. Little People's Repertory Theater and Mount Community Theater have been running for don't know, 40, 35 years, something like that. And my family's been involved with it since the beginning. And now my kids are doing it. Today, my kids, my son graduated from Little People's. He had his last performance, and I went into this building with 200 people and watched a great show for my community. Like, so many people I knew and so many people I could know easily because we lived near each other. And after that amazing experience of meeting people and talking and laughing and having our kids perform and engage in enjoyment, I came home and saw the email that KOSP would go off air. I'm actually extremely optimistic about how amazing our time is for sharing radio, sharing personal stories right in your ear. Podcasting is incredible. Internet, amazing. But seeing something change and die is hard. There's so much potential there. Well, I hope more people pick up and keep broadcasting on the internet. And I know for the music people, the people that have expertise in sharing music, it is extremely hard to do this because of the way copyright works and the way radio works. You gotta have money behind rebroadcasting stuff. When you're creating a podcast, your own stuff, like GeekSpeak, like I do, I don't have that problem. I just keep creating. But there are so many amazing people I know that are experts in music, and I will lose what they provided because KOSP is closing. And I'll lose the connection to my community, which I've had for years. And so many people will not step into the new podcast world. They'll be stuck and lose out. So here you go. Here's your mission. Here's what I ask for you. As someone that listens to a podcast, as a geek, help spread the love. Teach people how to subscribe to podcasts. It's not hard, but of course it's hard because it's technology. People are afraid of it. I know you're not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. I embrace it. But not everybody has that skill, that strength. So they can learn it. They can grow into it. Help them. Hook them up. Go to your family and friends that aren't listening to podcasts and just show them how easy it is. Be a carrier of goodwill, of new creativity. There's amazing stuff out there, and it doesn't have to be owned by large corporations pumping it out. It can be individuals putting stuff out very simply on the web. There are wonderful resources out there for the creation of stuff. But right now, I'm just talking about not the creation of stuff, just consuming, just hooking in. And almost all podcasts offer a voice back, offer a call in, even through email. They want you to participate. They want audience space that they can communicate with. I want audience space that I can communicate with. So here's your chance to communicate back. Find somebody that you know that doesn't listen to podcasts. Ask them what they're interested in. Go and find a podcast that they're interested in and hook them up. They will thank you for it. For you ushering in a new way of experiencing the creativity of humans. You know, I did GeekSpeak for years live, like I'm doing right now. I won't edit this. It's actually 12:03 now as I speak. So clearly either they're letting the station run the last song, or they haven't turned it off completely, or someone's going to switch the power off in the morning. I don't really know. But I'm going to keep listening as an era changes. As the general rush of technology closes one more thing. And I know that thousands new opportunities open.
This is 88.9 KUSP Santa Cruz and K207 CN Santa Cruz, 89.3 K217 EK Paula Colorado Canyon on 91.3 K237 EV Big Sur Valley, 95.3 and K206 BQ Hollister, 89.1 signing off.
So that music at the end there was the next station, the closest station, bleeding into 88.9 FM. The general rules of FM are pretty clear that you're only supposed to modulate your frequency 100 megahertz wide, and the spacing is actually 200 megahertz wide, so you don't actually bleed into other signals. And long ago, they decided to put the location be on the dial at odd numbers, so no one would have a clean, megahertz number. So it'd be 98.1 megahertz, 98.3 megahertz, 98.9 megahertz, and so on. So that music at the end after the sign off was the other station closest to 88.9. Still being able to pick up with my good, car radio, it's able to tune in to the very weak signal of the modulation from a few dots over in one direction or the other. So yeah, that's official. KOSP just went off air. It's 12:10 a.m. Monday morning now, August 1st. I just read a letter while I was listening to that last song. Not sure if it was going to be the last song, but of course when we had the sign-off, I knew immediately that it would be. Don Mussel's post. Now, Don Mussel was, he originated KOSP, basically. He was the first engineer, he got the equipment together, and he, with other people, started the station. And if you could point to one person as the reason KOSP ever exists in the first place, it's Don Mussel. Here's his post. I am angry. Angry at decades of mismanagement, angry at a board who would not listen to alternative ideas, angry at the wimpy reaction years ago to running the volunteers out of the station, angry at the lack of clear thinking, angry at how easily everyone is simply accepting that the ideas that launched KOSP in 1972 are so easily dismissed by ill-informed naysayers. Angry about the lack of will to collaborate with the over 500 successful non-commercial radio community radio stations across the country who are doing well, serving their communities with useful, relevant programming. I'm not sad. I am angry at how a core group of ill-informed people selfishly squandered decades of hard work in such a short time. You all should be ashamed of yourselves. I don't know who he's talking about. I mean, I know who he's talking about. But it's so hard to point a finger at this. I had friends that were running the station. I had people I trusted. In the last big community meeting where we kind of gave the approval to sell the station, or sell the FM carrier, which I guess didn't actually succeed. In that meeting, a turning point, I think, was when I spoke up and said, look, I don't want to look at the past, but I do want to look at the people in front of me and these people I trust. And that's how I stepped away. And I have to say, a big part of this was slowly accepting over a period of time and moving forward with creativity. Moving GeekSpeak over the last year onto 100% remote capability and changing the format of the show and accepting that. And that's the thing about change and about technology is you've got to step into a space where you accept the next thing. If you have a friend or you yourself are tempted to do something a certain way on your computer, and over time that certain way becomes the challenging way to do it, but you know how to do it that way, so you keep doing it that way even though the operating system has changed. It's made the default a different direction. You can't do that and be successful and happy in technology. It's true, to my mind, that radio is not dead. We're going to have radio for hundreds of years. It's I don't feel like the medium is going away by any means. The only reason I'm kind of saying, go for podcasts and push forward and be optimistic, is because the sadness of me would be too great without looking at a future of that, a new change. When my father died in 2004, it was very hard, obviously. I was close friends with him. I love talking about the station, how the business ran, and what was working, what wasn't working, and what would change. And we talked about whether we should buy KOSP.FM, you know. No, .net. Was it .fm? Yeah, it might have been .fm. And I said, no, don't worry about that. It's not that important. And .org is fine. It represents what your community is. And we chatted about that. He and I worked on a logo for KOSP that ran for years as the logo, even though when I made it with, I don't know, Photoshop, I didn't do it high enough resolution, and it was almost impossible to recreate. It's like a swirling galaxy-looking effect, and I didn't make it high enough resolution. I know for years after the words, that logo was the bane of anybody that tried to print it on screen. Off-screen, rather. Anyway, print it. Any case, he passed away in 2004, and through the grief of that, we actually cremated his body on my 30th birthday. But that same week of his death, my first wife and I found out we were pregnant with our second child. And we got that the only way to kind of accept this death thing is to kind of put it in a... I mean, first off, you know, I'm an atheist, right? It is not a God thing for my mind, my soul, whatever. And so I felt like the only way to really look at death as a good thing is that you don't have the life without it. Like, it's connected. So I looked at my future child as, you know, only way they can exist is if other people pass. And maybe that's a naive way of thinking about it. Maybe there's some people out there that think that we can succumb death and just expand out or reproduce slower, but other challenges will emerge. In any case, the beautiful life that we have is made beautiful by the death we have to endure. And I feel like everything is that way. In fact, the things that don't die are a little creepy. If they're successful and healthy, obviously they can go on longer and be healthy for a long period of time. A government structure, for example. There's no way that I want the United States government structure to die. I think it's a beautiful creation of human ingenuity. But part of the reason why it's so successful is because of its ability, its built-in ability to change, to be amended, to shift. Without that, it's creepy and scary. Obviously, what KOSP did not achieve was the ability to be flexible and change with the times. And that's why it died. To me, it's all really quite connected. Well, go out and teach somebody a podcast, how to receive a podcast, how to get wonderful, creative, personal radio right into your ear. And help them change a bit. Help them enjoy the amazing creative process of human beings. Well, I suggested that I wouldn't edit this in the beginning because, heck, live radio. So I'm not going to edit it. I'm just going to stop it now and hope that people listen to the whole thing. Thank you. Thank you for thinking that what I have to say and what I express and the program I've been producing for 16 years is important enough to spend time with me weekly. Thank you very much.